Let's explore some fascinating systems-level projects that showcase the depth of technical expertise in the Hacker News community. The ThinkPad X61 Core Boot Port is a perfect example of the kind of specialized engineering that keeps older hardware relevant.
Sarah, this project represents something much larger than just firmware modification. Core Boot provides an alternative to proprietary BIOS systems, giving users complete control over their boot process and hardware initialization. For security-conscious users and embedded applications, this level of control is invaluable.
The technical challenges here are substantial. The ThinkPad X61 uses Intel's i965 chipset, which has complex memory controller initialization sequences and proprietary hardware interfaces that aren't fully documented. Reverse engineering this to create working Core Boot support requires deep understanding of x86 architecture and hardware bring-up procedures.
What's particularly interesting is the business implications. Companies dealing with high security requirements or embedded applications often can't use standard firmware because they need to verify every piece of code running on their systems. Core Boot enables this level of verification, but it requires significant technical expertise to implement.
The choice of the X61 specifically is nostalgic, but practical. These laptops represent the peak of IBM's ThinkPad design before Lenovo's acquisition, and they're still remarkably capable machines. By extending their useful life through modern firmware, this project demonstrates sustainable computing practices.
Moving to pure nostalgia, GentleOS represents a completely different approach to systems programming, recreating the aesthetic and simplicity of classic operating systems in modern implementations. This isn't about practical computing, it's about preserving design philosophy.
The technical execution here is impressive, though. Building a functional operating system, even one designed for simplicity, requires deep understanding of hardware interfaces, memory management, and user space abstractions. The fact that someone built this for pure aesthetic reasons shows the passion that drives much of the open source community.
GentleOS connects to broader trends in software minimalism and digital wellness. As our computing environments become increasingly complex and attention-grabbing, there's growing interest in simpler, more focused interfaces that prioritize user agency over engagement metrics.
The C++ void pointer discussion might seem arcane, but it highlights fundamental questions about type safety and performance in systems programming. Modern C++ has moved heavily toward type safety and compile time verification, but there are still cases where low-level memory manipulation is necessary.
This debate reflects broader tensions in systems programming between safety and performance. Rust has gained popularity by promising both, but established codebases and performance-critical applications often still require the flexibility that void pointers provide.
The OldaVista project represents digital archaeology, preserving and indexing content from the early web. As more of our cultural heritage becomes digital, projects like this become crucial for maintaining historical continuity.
From a business perspective, OldaVista addresses a real market failure. The original search engines and web directories that indexed early internet content are mostly gone, and modern search engines don't effectively index archived content. There's genuine utility in being able to search historical web content.
The technical challenges in building effective search for historical content are significant. Document formats, character encodings, and link structures from the early web are often incompatible with modern indexing systems. Building search that works across decades of web evolution requires careful engineering.
Looking at the discussion of functional analysis and the Haskell JVM library, we're seeing continued interest in applying advanced mathematical concepts to practical programming problems. These might seem academic, but they often lead to breakthrough approaches in areas like optimization and verification.
H2JVM is particularly interesting because it bridges functional and object-oriented paradigms. By allowing Haskell code to generate JVM bytecode directly, it could enable new approaches to performance-critical applications that need both functional programming's expressiveness and the JVM's optimization capabilities.